This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad made his first televised address since the onset of last week's deadly earthquake that killed thousands in the northern part of the country. He said Thursday that the scale of the disaster and the things that must be done are much greater than the available resources. A boy was pulled from earthquake rubble in Hatay, Turkey, in the early hours of Friday morning after surviving 260 hours. Rescue teams worked through the night, holding lights and filming the rescue and applauding as the youngster was lifted to safety on a stretcher. The quake killed at least 36,187 people in southern Turkey, while authorities in neighboring Syria have reported at least 5,800 deaths. That's a figure that has changed little in recent days. Neither Turkey nor Syria have said how many people are still missing. Police fired tear gas in the Senegalese capital on Thursday to disperse hundreds of supporters in opposition supporters of opposition leader Ousmane Sonko. It's the latest sign of unrest in the West African country and took place with hearings in a libel case against Sonko underway. He's seen as a potential challenger for President Macky Sall in elections set to take place next year if Sall seeks a third term in Senegal, which opponents say is unconstitutional. A special grand jury that investigated efforts by then-President Donald Trump and his allies to overturn his election loss in the U.S. state of Georgia is expressing concerns that one or more witnesses called to testify may have lied under oath. The panel recommends the district attorney seek appropriate indictments for such crimes where the evidence is compelling. This is VOA News. Another disappointing inflation result thumps Wall Street. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer has more.
Stocks fell by the most in 4 weeks following more evidence that high inflation is staying stickier than expected. The S&P dropped 1.4% after a report said inflation at the wholesale level slowed by less last month than economists had forecast. It echoed a report on prices at the consumer level from earlier this week that suggested inflation isn't cooling as quickly and as smoothly as hoped. The Dow was down 431 points or 1.3%, while the Nasdaq dropped 1.8%. Stocks have been churning recently as worries about persistently high inflation could push the Federal Reserve to get even more aggressive on interest rates. While higher rates can drive down inflation, it can also put pressure on investment prices and raise the risk of a serious recession. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Ukrainian fighters shot down half of the 36 missiles and drones fired into Ukrainian territory on Thursday. The head of Russia's mercenary Wagner group said Thursday it could take months to capture the embattled Ukraine city of Bakhmut and slammed Moscow's bureaucracy for slowing military gains. Russia has been trying to encircle and capture the battled industrial city before February 24th. That's the first anniversary of what it terms its special military operation in Ukraine. Yevgeny Prigozhin said he thought the victory over Bakhmut might come in March or April. He said progress has not been as fast as he would like because of what he called Russia's monstrous military bureaucracy. Doctors declared U.S. President Joe Biden, who is 80, healthy and fit for duty on Thursday after a physical examination that included removing a lesion from his chest and declaring him free of symptoms of long COVID after testing positive last year for the coronavirus.
As you just mentioned, the president has his physical this morning. It was very much the exam was straightforward. And as you all saw, he returned to the White House to get back to work.
That was White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre informing reporters of the results of his exam. The exam was closely watched as Biden prepares for his expected run for a second term in 2024. The summary said Biden did not have long COVID symptoms and that his stiff gait has not worsened since his last exam in November of 2021. The United States is imposing visa restrictions on 5 people and 7 family members related to street gangs and criminal organizations in Haiti. This according to U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Thursday. In a statement, he said the action sends a clear message of the United States' continued commitment to root out corruption and impact the behavior of bad actors whose influence underpins the lawlessness in Haiti. More on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. I'm Marissa Milton, VOA News.